your bridge this morning with that giant marimba. It's good fun, isn't it? We were there on Friday, of course.
Oh, that's right. Well, on Friday, it was only in a ute, all packed up, but it's actually out now. It's out from 6 o'clock every morning. It's about 9 o'clock, isn't it? And I've got three lovely musicians with me. I've got Jacinta, Lisa and Anne, and they've been on the bridge with a host of other people, helping people play and encouraging them and rocking out a few tunes themselves. I believe that people are complaining that it's taking them up 2 hours to cross the bridge because it's addictive. You just got to play every one. And you walk around and think, no, I've had enough. I won't play anymore. And think, oh, here's one with a mermaid on. I've got to play this one. Or here's one with a really nice pattern on it. So it's just addictive. And I'll go to you, Jacinta. Now, how many people, just be straight for it, how long did it take to build the world's largest marimba?
Well, the project's been on for 3 months. Individuals would have taken perhaps about 10 hours each to make them. There are about 300 people who came through the workshop to make them, and we've got 160 marimbas on the bridge.
It's incredible. And Lisa, we're actually outside your daughter's marimba. Your daughter was 12 and she made this herself?
Yep, she made the whole thing by herself. It took her about 2 days, but it's hers now and she's really proud of it.
It's a gust effort, isn't it? Okay, and what's sort of the reaction been like to the public?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's just, yeah, like you said before, taking people so long to get to work. People are coming back every day to learn new tunes.
It just adds a carnival atmosphere to the place, doesn't it?
Oh, it's
wonderful. Feels like Expo 88 again when you walk across that bridge with all of those there.
Well, knowing I was going to do the story, I lay in bed last night thinking I'm going to play the marimba tomorrow because it really is quite addictive and you just cannot make a bad tune. It's anything you do sounds pretty.
Anything can keep you excited. You lay in bed last night thinking I'm going to play the marimba tomorrow.
Now, Anne, have you had two musicians?
Oh, yes. And also some people who haven't thought that they could play at all, who get on there and then can't stop.
I brought my three little kids. One was ringing from across the road, but they just had a ball.
I'm sure excited.
Had a ball.
Well, you're going to play some for us or what?
Come on, ladies. Now, this is a three-part harmony call.
Tatsi Waringa, which is from Zimbabwe, a traditional Zimbabwean tune.
Oh, just before we start, you've got a whole heap of different marimbas, haven't you? It's not just all the same.
There are 150 of these tuned to the sort of tuning that's very familiar to our ears, but there are 10 that are from places like Ghana, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, a couple of Indonesian ones, some old Greek Byzantine scale. Gorgeous, really gorgeous.
Okay, and people are most welcome to come along and play it on the Victoria Bridge.
And this is what it sounds like. Go, ladies. This is an actually amplified marimba. It's got a plastic pipe down the bottom with a shopping bag and a piece of wood.
Well, let us hear it.
By the sound. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, it is. It's good. Yeah, well done. Okay, Patty, thanks for that.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks to the ladies as well. And just leave it there for a while. People can check that out, the Victoria Bridge. It's all part of the Brisbane Biennial Celebrations, of course. The world's largest marimba on News Talk 612 4QR. It's 23 to 8 now.